Hello everyone, I'm Hayley, I'm an addict. First of all, just start with saying I'm really happy to be able to sit here and say I'm scared. And know that, you know, there's a good chance that that's understood. And it's the best place I've been in all day. And that's just due to some opportunities that have arisen due to being clean in my life today that are quite big challenges, required lots of decisions. And I'm not someone that kind of accepts and orders to change, especially when it involves other people. I'm really grateful to be sat here. You know, just reflecting a little bit from kind of where I come from, a council estate that I live in today amongst all other old associates and using addicts, you know, which was something that before even thinking that I might be able to get clean, when hearing about the possibility and all the other advice I was given throughout years of attending services and being in prisons was being told that I'd have to leave the area. You know, through NA, through working these steps, I've acquired the ability a day at a time to stay clean and sober amongst much of the chaos. I think the only tie and the reason for me still being there is my children are local. So growing up there was a lot of drug addiction. The illness was in my family, you know, I come to understand and believe for myself today that I suffer with an illness of addiction, centered in the thinking, and it's a spiritual malady. You know, I have acquired a God of my understanding, and I'm as well any given day as the action that I take. You know, I practice to apply my life daily towards spiritual principles. When I found the rooms of NA, it was after 17 years of daily drug addiction, having abandoned children, been in prison and psychiatric units, major suicide attempts, and thinking that basically no one could be trusted, and just basically preference to self-destruct than to take the chance and find out that I might have found. I had my first child at the age of 17 and was using daily. You know, I don't really want to talk about my addiction, to be honest. You know, it was chaotic, there was carnage, and a lot of damage and harm caused emotionally and physically to all members of my family. I found these rooms after coming into a 12-step treatment centre. It was 2.5 years ago, 2 days ago. You know, the admission that I was sick was there prior to finding the rooms. I have another diagnosis known as borderline personality disorder, which I choose not to believe I have. And I had a connection with a higher power, and 21 days later, this was through meeting a stranger on a train in the hope that he might buy me a drink at the end of the train journey. I'd given him my life story. I'd played the complete and utter victim and told him about all the bad stuff that had happened to me in my life, and his response was not to buy me a drink, but to talk to me about attending a church. I thought, how the fuck did that happen? That didn't go to plan. I got off the train and I attended an assessment at a residential treatment centre, which was 12 steps within only in Norwich. I went and viewed this place and I'd come away. I was in a psychiatric unit at the time. I come away thinking, knit to that, I will last 2 minutes. I'm from Street. Those people are sitting there watching Coronation Street, and you know, I admit to that idea. However, I ended up being picked up by this guy. He said, if I pick you up, me and my partner, and take you to church on Sunday, would you come? He'd given me a leaflet, a book that I'd asked to read, and he said, you can keep it. And it was kind of like, you know, just people pleasing, keep him happy, just get away quick time. Yeah, why not? didn't believe for 1 minute that there was anybody that would really want to be in my company again after having sat on a train journey with me. You know, that was my perception of self. I didn't believe I was worth anything, that I could achieve anything. And there was somebody that didn't have a motive that did come back 7 days later and take me to church. I carried on using for 21 days. I was staying in a crack house and I was doing whatever the person with the drugs required of me to do because I just wanted to stay high. Something changed in the 21 days and I started to have many moments of clarity with regards to my children that lived just around the corner that I didn't see for months on end. I did continue to pray to a God that I still don't understand today, but I do trust and believe he's there. Saying, well, you know, I've been told that if I require anything short of a miracle, that you're the one, you're the only one, and so on. I continued on that path for them 21 days. The night before I was due to go into my treatment centre, I was in the crack house and I'd just been awarded DLA, so I had more money than I can care to have remembered previously. So it wasn't like I was struggling to kind of get the next hit or whatsoever. And the following morning, with £700 in my pocket, I knew it was the day for me to go in, and I had no obsession and no desire to pop round to this house first and get anything or attend, you know, visit the off licence for a can. And that was different, that was new. That was something I'd not experienced. I'd turned up at detoxes at 9:30 in the morning and been breathalysed, and they'd ask me, what on earth have you been doing? And I'd say, having a good fucking drink before I come in here. you know, I didn't understand why you wouldn't drink. I didn't understand why you wouldn't use drugs. So my journey in finding the rooms, you know, and having the admission and step one, you know, acknowledging my powerlessness and acknowledging it and knowing that there was others just like myself was a great comfort. And then, you know, finding hope, step two, finding hope. And step three, which through my already experience of getting up on that morning, I believe there had to be a God that, you know, that I was in favour of, you know, that I had favour of. So I completed the 6 months treatment centre, and it wasn't pleasant. I didn't like it. I didn't acquire any friendships in there. I manipulated them to allow me out to more meetings than they suggested you attend on a weekly basis, because I couldn't handle the feeling of being restricted and confined in a treatment centre. It reminded me of prison, it reminded me of institution, it reminded me of relationships, of being observed by my mother in everything I did. I couldn't understand why at the time. I know today, now, after having done step four, and looking back at childhood events, messages, decisions that I made based upon kind of others' behaviours, the need and the desire to be loved, and what my perception of what that was. You know, due to that, just before coming in, I was pregnant, just before finding these rooms. When I came into a treatment centre and found NA, I had a daughter that was in foster care, and they were putting her up for adoption. You know, through the grace of God, she is with my mum today. But throughout that pregnancy, I was just up the road in Holborn sleeping in a sleeping bag. You know, I was prostituting, and that meant nothing to me. I felt no shame about it. I thought I was clever. I can remember sleeping down by the embankment and having a sleeping bag and a bar of soap where there was a little tap, thinking, this is Welcome Street, what freedom I found. You know, just reflecting upon all that now, it was hellish. It was absolutely hellish. It was lonely. Just with regards to kind of the day I've had today, and the, you know, the reason that I'm sat here this evening, because there was a few hours before coming that I didn't want to come. I took my 14-year-old son back to live with me 5 weeks ago, and he hasn't lived with me since he was 2 years old. And I still kind of can find myself with expectations that other members of my family are going to have changed due to the change that's taken place in me. And I've been requested by my mum not to inform the benefits agency, not to claim benefits for him, and basically to be dishonest when it comes to the authorities. And that's why I'm in a difficult place, because dishonesty doesn't sit well with me anymore. You know, that's what I found coming in here, that's what I learned, you know, acquiring the ability to be honest, to, you know, people can't help if you're not being honest. People can't assess and know where your needs, you know, what they can do to help meet your needs if you're not being honest. And I feel a little bit in a corner with it all. But I am aware that, you know, my recovery means everything to me. And I will find, you know, the courage through staying firm, sticking to kind of taking the action I do on a daily basis, staying connected with other addicts and so on, to rectify all that stuff. You know, my life is beyond, you know, just reflecting upon how I felt today. You know, that's just with my headspace and maybe, you know, trying to, or feeling a little bit resistant to doing the right thing. Because I'm not cured, as I said, a day at a time. But I've come here because I knew it was the next right thing to do. I know this is the only way. So I'm really grateful, you know, really grateful to have gained the knowledge, and it's only due to the patience and the tolerance and the love that I found from other people. Because I can recall myself in early days, the defensiveness, the stinking attitude, the arrogance. You know, if anyone had tried to show me that stuff about myself when I'd come in, I'd have been gone again. It's just through doing the work. So I'm working my steps 6, 7, 8, and 9 as, you know, on a daily basis right now. I've got a first amends to make. There's not no willingness there at the moment. No willingness there at the moment. I trust it will come. You know. You know, I've acquired relationships with family members that didn't invite me to their weddings. I wouldn't have invited me to my wedding. You know, some of the stuff and the ways in which people have been with me, I wasn't angry with regards to, because I could see clearly. It would have been absurd to have let me back in their house. But that's not as it is today, you know. Certain family members of mine only wanted me around their house this Christmas. That was a really weird one. They all had disputes about this one and that one, but I was welcome. It was a really weird one, you know. But, you know, that's been my journey. I'm going to be having my daughter for the first night. Since she's been born, she's just turned 3. I'm going to be having her for the first night since she's been born. You know, patience, tolerance, long-suffering, endurance, perseverance, and all that are qualities that I've acquired through doing this work. And when the rewards come, you know, I meet them open arms with an immense amount of joy. I've learned to be able to be a child, to let my inner child out. Just so much that I never believed I would see has been made possible due to finding the rooms of NA and working the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm going to wrap it up there. I think that's about time. Thank you.